2018 program has been extended once under a stay of default, and the original deadline was last September 30th. So last summer, we got an extension to that from the minister, and it was extended to the end of March. And the end of March, as we know, is very close now. We've been getting a lot of calls from farmers that are not able to pay off their advance over that extension, and so we asked the government for another extension to give farmers another 6 months to get their 2018 advance paid up. So it buys farmers some time here and extends the deadline to give them a chance to pay that down, because I think everyone understands the economic uncertainty and difficulty out there right now.
And there's a long list of reasons, I'm sure, that producers are telling you why they can't pay back that 2018 advance.
Right, and you know, it's uncertainty about seeding and you know, input supplies having to be purchased, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a cash flow issue for the 2020 program coming up, and some still have held back their 2018 sales due to a variety of reasons, whether it's issues with low prices or marketing or harvest issues or rail issues, and now we have COVID-19. And so this has not been a good run for the 2018 deadline, and at the end of the day, we looked at it and the government agreed that maybe now is not the time to stick to the deadline, that it could be moved and it would buy some time for farmers to try to work their way through these crises economically and not crush them on a deadline for no good reason.
How does this affect your operations for the 2020 advances? Is there going to be any impact on that if producers still have advances from 2018 and 2019?
Right, and 2020, we are taking pre-applications right now. So a farmer that is still in good standing with their 2018 and or 2019, as long as they don't exceed the $1 million cap overall, they would still could be eligible for 2020. But again, that depends on their individual farming operations and whether they're eligible for more money than what they already have out under 2018, 2019. But coming into 2020, as long as they got that headroom and they're still eligible for a preceded advance for 2020, they can come in and get more money if they're eligible, and that would be the first $100,000 of 2020, of course, would be interest-free.
Are you able to give us an indication on the interest level for the pre-application on 2020? Has it been strong, weak? What can you tell us?
Well, it's I think it's been pretty strong, but I have to tell you that we have been under business practice changes here at CCJ in response to the COVID-19 issue. We have got all staff working remotely now, and so our productivity may not be quite as high as it has been in the past, just because we have everybody, all 65 staff, working remotely, which has been an operational challenge. But we're all running, and right now we are doing pre-applications, and we'll be ready on April 1 to start issuing money. But it's looking like it's going to be fully subscribed, I guess, if I could use that term, or a lot of interest in the 2020 program. Farmers need the cash, and this is a cash flow tool for them to get them going on 2020.
Would you advise farmers to contact you by phone or by digital means? What is preferred, considering that you guys are all off-site now?
Yeah, well, we still have our contact center up and running remotely. It's all computerized phone connections, so that seems to be holding together. It was a push on resources in terms of technology, but we think we have it right. But if farmers do get a busy signal, just try again. We're doing our best to address all questions. So either phone or email or online, all those are still up and functioning. Maybe not quite 100% capacity, but we just need a little bit of breathing room here and a little bit of understanding from farmers that we are working remotely. So, but we are open for business and we will get them their money. So any of those ways of applying are still available to farmers.
All your staff are working, though. There haven't been any changes that way.
No, we're still got all our staff are all here. They're all working and we're all remote. And so regardless of what happens under the health crisis underway, we remain safe and off-site and separate from each other. And we plan and will continue to serve farmers and operate this program through the crisis.
One reminder, and I'm sure a lot of producers already know about what happens when you sell crop? Just to sort of run through that process again when it comes to repaying back the advance after you sell crop.
Right. Farmers have 30 days to provide proof of sale. Like, farmers are to pay off their advance as they sell their grain. And so any deliveries that they make now should be, if there's an advance on that grain, they should be sending CCGA the money for payment of the advance as that grain gets sold. So just a reminder to farmers that the advance is due as they sell the grain. And then over time, as you sell your grain, the advance gets paid off for them.
Any other points that we should know about right now?
Well, I think farmers should know we've been communicating direct with them, but for the 2020 program, we have lowered our administration fee. It used to be $50 last year. We've zeroed that out this year, so zero administration fee, and we've dropped the interest-bearing rate on the 2020 program. The interest-bearing amount is now prime minus 75 basis points, so financing to the farmer on the interest-bearing part is now 2.2%, giving the CIBC prime has dropped as well. So it's prime minus 75 as compared to last year, it was prime minus 50. So we dropped the interest rate again, trying to give back directly to the users of the program and do what we can as an organization to flow the benefits back to them directly.
And of course, we always talk about grains, oilseed, and pulse crops, but this day of default extension also applies to the cattle and bison advances?
That's right, and we ask for that too because we do livestock advances as well. The livestock is a 24-month program, so it was coming due the end of March here as well, but it hadn't been under a stay of default, so we asked for a stay of default for cattle and bison as well to match up to the grain extension for the 2018 program.